This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
72 degrees and fair skies in Chapel Hill Carborough, 71 in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy today, though, with a 70% chance of rain in the afternoon. Thunderstorms likely with highs in the upper 80s. 6:07 here at WCHL Studios. I am not Ron Stutz. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron this week as he takes some much-needed time off. Good to be with you today. With more than 900 arrests at the Moral Monday protests, it appears that our courts will be dealing with these cases for many months to come, but the Wake County District Attorney is offering a course of action that could make the process shorter for some arrestees. Wake County DA Colin Willoughby says arrested protesters can agree to a deferred prosecution where one would agree to the court's punishment without necessarily admitting guilt.
We offered them deferred prosecution and treated the cases similar to other civil disobedience cases that we'd had earlier this year, like Occupy Raleigh.
In agreeing to deferred prosecution, a Moral Monday arrestee would agree to 25 hours of community service and a $160 fine without having to admit guilt.
It's typical for non-violent offenses to offer deferred prosecution.
Many protesters still awaiting their first court appearance. As we reported yesterday, that could stretch into next year. Willoughby says the DA's offer would not cut down the legal process outright.
It's available to those persons when they come to court.
Among the more than 900 arrested protesters include members of the Orange County, Chapel Hill, and Carborough governments. So far, only Michelle Johnson of the Carborough Board of Aldermen has had a court appearance. Back in Chapel Hill, the town just spent $16 million to expand the library, but the part of the newly installed stormwater management system began to fail even before the library opened. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
David Tuttle lives on Estes Drive. From his backyard, he says it's just a short walk to Pritchard Park, which surrounds the Chapel Hill Public Library. But he says lately, that walk is anything but soothing.
I almost try to avoid walking back there in the woods, because to walk through there now and see just, you know, what's happened and then that nothing's being done to keep it from, you know, getting even worse is just real disheartening.
The recent flooding scoured the forest floor, wiping away low-lying vegetation and spreading silt everywhere. Those scenes of flood damage have become common since the June 30th rainstorm that dumped more than 5 inches in just a few hours. Tuttle says this is different. He says the new stormwater management system at the library began to fall apart before the flood, and he's got the pictures to prove it.
I saw where the rain garden structure right behind the library building had completely given way and had caused the entire area to wash out, go across to the greenway path that goes along there, and had deposited and headed down into the creek. So I took pictures of all that.
The pictures, dated June 25th, show an eroded gully where the side of the man-made pond intended to capture rainwater collapsed. The bioretention basin is the central feature of the rain garden at the back of the library. It's designed to slow down runoff and direct overflow into a stormwater grate instead of flowing downhill. It's also brand new, part of the $16 million library expansion project that was completed in April, which increased the library square footage by 35,500 square feet and added a second parking lot. But an email to town officials reveals that the bioretention pond began to fall apart as early as April 10th, the same week the library reopened. And according to a report prepared by the project engineer, 2 months passed before a contractor came out to inspect the damage. Shortly after that, in early June, summer rainstorms caused the embankment to crumble further, allowing water to wash silt and sediment into Pritchard Park. All that happened before the epic rain at the end of June that flooded parts of Chapel Hill. Pictures taken after that storm show sediment piled at the base of trees that escaped plastic fencing put in place as a temporary measure. John Holly, the regional engineering supervisor with the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources, was contacted in mid-July to evaluate the damage. He says the town will be responsible for cleaning up the forest.
I'm going to be asking them to retrieve the visible siltation that was lost into the channel and the affected area down below the basins. They had placed some silt fencing down there to try to capture it and keep it from continuing to migrate to the stream. And we're going to ask them to clean all that up as they do the repairs.
Holly says in the past month, the town has worked quickly to address the problems at the site.
The town has responded immediately and started cleaning up or putting in containment for the sediment and are working with their stormwater people to get the measures in appropriate shape. So as long as they're working with us to get that done, that's where we want the focus.
Multiple town officials, as well as the project engineer, declined to go on record for this story. No one would comment on the likely cost to repair the bioretention pond, the cost of cleaning up the park, or who might ultimately foot the bill. Meanwhile, David Tuttle is left wondering if the repairs will be enough to prevent this from happening in the future.
Are they just going to stay with these rain ponds, which are not meant to retain stormwater, or are they going to look at going the next step and finding a way to actually not pass more water down Olin Creek to Camelot Apartments and University Mall, which the library at this point is clearly passing basically all of its water down there.
Cleanup and repairs are slated to start this week and take 3 weeks to complete. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Since this story first aired, town officials contacted WCHL to emphasize that there's a detailed plan in place to repair the bioretention pond and that an independent soil engineering firm will inspect and approve the work. You can find out more about the timeline of events and the repair plan by viewing this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Turning to school news, adding to an already high graduation rate, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools had an increase by almost 3% in both the four-year and five-year graduation rates in 2013. That, according to the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction. Superintendent Tom Priscilla says this good news is due to a system-wide effort.
If I had to give credit to anything, I think it's the hard work of our teachers in our classrooms, but even more so, over the last couple of years, we've created a philosophy that really built on a culture where all of our teachers believe that effort creates ability.
The DPI's cohort graduation report showed that high school students in the class of 2013 had a graduation rate of 92.6%. That's 2.6% increase over the 2012 graduation rate. The five-year cohort rate for students who started high school in 2008 and graduated in 2013 increased to 93.5%. That's up 2.5% from 2012. Here's Priscilla.
Really showing up with some of our neediest populations and them working harder, and our teachers providing very specific strategies to help them with their learning, and this is beginning to pay off.
This amidst an ongoing controversy and debate over state-level funding for schools. Teachers in North Carolina haven't seen much of a payoff themselves lately. According to the National Education Association, North Carolina now ranks 46th in the nation for teacher pay.
Bad as we think morale can be, and I know teachers are down because they haven't had a raise in so many years, and they don't seem to be getting the respect that they deserve. Teachers go into this business to help children, and when those students walk in the door, I find that they just put all of their effort into helping the kids.
For more information on statewide graduation rates, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. 6:14 is the time here at WCHL Studios. We've got traffic and weather together for you coming up next after this.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Are you tired of trying to lose weight only to find that the scale has not changed? Do you have a closet full of clothes you cannot wear anymore because you are too big to fit into them? Well, at Move It Be Fit Personal Training in Durham, we'll help you lose weight, feel the best you have in years, and be more self-confident. We'll teach you gradual, moderate nutrition changes and provide you fun, energetic workouts to help you reach your goals. Give us a call at 919-210-4008 so you can start your transformation today.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Right, 6:16 here at WCHL Studios. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Still relatively early in the morning, so no surprise, not a lot of traffic out there. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, all looking good. In all directions through Chapel Hill Carborough, I-40 problem-free from east to west in both directions in from Hillsboro to Raleigh. And up in Durham, 15501 and the Durham Freeway looking good as well, no trouble there. If you're seeing anything that we are not reporting, though, either now or throughout the morning, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL when it's safe to do so, or better yet, you can call our newsroom. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. This weather report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Right now, 71 degrees and mostly clear out there in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Hillsboro. We are going to get clouds today, later on, and rain as well. 70% chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon. Expected to start later this morning around 10:30, and we will have some thunder showers in the mix as well. So keep your umbrellas handy. If you're going to be outside, you're going to need them today. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Overnight lows down in the upper 60s with that chance of rain continuing into the evening and overnight hours. But that chance of rain will gradually diminish as we get into tomorrow. We'll have a slight chance of rain in the morning and then partly sunny skies for the rest of the day. 20% chance of AM rain, mostly dry for the rest of the day. Highs will be quite a bit cooler, around 80 degrees. For your day on Wednesday, overnight lows down in the lower 60s. And then on Thursday, we'll have a nice day to get you close to the end of the week. Partly sunny skies, no rain in the forecast, and highs around 80. And that'll basically be the case for Friday as well. Partly sunny skies with highs around 80. We will have a little bit of a chance of rain later in the day, though, about a 30% chance of rain. And that is going to be your story for the weekend. Highs in the upper 70s on Saturdays and Sunday with highs with 30 to 40% chance of showers both days. 6:19 is the time here at WCHL Studios. Time now for David Letterman's Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Start the school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for Laptops anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 17th. Restrictions apply.
O'Reilly. Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Little known facts about hell. Did I open it up, Paul?
Yes,
I never know.
Sure,
okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Number 10, little known facts about hell. Front door, Turkey. Back door, Trenton. Did you know that? There's a back door in Trenton. Hell, yeah. Number 9, it's loosely modeled after Kennedy Airport's Delta Terminal. Number 8, most people are there for loitering. Number 7, Gate of Hell smells like a Yankee candle store. Smells like a Yankee candle store. Number 6, people give away endings to films without saying, spoiler alert. Number 5, little known facts about hell. High temperature and humidity, good for sinuses. I didn't say they were funny. I said they were little known. These are little known facts about hell. Number 4, considering ban on large sodas. Number 3, everyone shares one bathroom. Number 2, little known fact about gates of hell, waiters are extra chatty. Oh, my God. And the number one little-known fact about hell after recent takeover was renamed Trump Hell.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests, Matt Damon and Hani El Khatib. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
David Letterman's top 10 list, moving us directly to WCHL Championship Sports, presented this hour by Harrington Bank. Apparently, five Tar Heels on South Carolina's Heisman hopeful Jadeveon Clowney alone would still have UNC head football coach Larry Fedora worried. Jokes aside, UNC head football coach Larry Fedora was his usual energetic self as he spoke to reporters after Carolina's morning practice yesterday.
I'd be worried if it was our five offensive linemen going against just him. You know, yeah, I'd be worried. He's a great player, and we know that. But we haven't started focusing on South Carolina yet. Right now, we're still preparing for a 14-game season.
Ultimately, Fedora says one of the most intriguing head-to-head matchups in the upcoming season opener against the Gamecocks, now just 16 days away, will be the Tar Heels offensive lineman James Hurst up against South Carolina defender Clowney.
I would imagine the however many millions of people that are going to turn that TV on, it ought to be a pretty fun situation for him because he's a good player.
One of the primary focuses of preseason training camp is pushing players to their limits. Coach Fedora says he's got high expectations for all his players, specifically talented Carolina tight end Eric Ebron.
So you're always in every kid that you deal with. When you're pushing them higher and farther than they think they can go, they get frustrated, you know, and so you try to push them through that frustration, you know, and even farther, especially when they're frustrated. That's when you really want to push, you know, and because you're going to find out a lot about them at that situation. Ebron's doing fine. You know, he's doing fine. I mean, I still think we got a long way to go. You know, he hasn't arrived, that's for sure. But he can make those plays for us.
Progressing along in their preseason preparations, the Heels conducted their first full scrimmage last weekend, and Fedora says it's in those situations that the little mistakes become glaring.
That first scrimmage, everybody's like out there kind of tight. It's their first time live. There's no coach out there saying, hey, move over 6 inches or watch the tight end or whatever. And so now you see the little things that become glaring, you know, at that time. And so that's, you try to pay attention to the details. If you take care of the details, you don't have to worry about the rest of it.
To read this story and to follow all the latest on Tar Heel football preseason training, you can view our website, chapelboro.com. Well, we reported yesterday about the injury bug hitting the Carolina Panthers, and now there's more. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says backup offensive tackle Bruce Campbell will need surgery to repair a torn rotator cuff in his left shoulder. Rivera said that after yesterday's practice. Team hasn't made a decision on if they'll place Campbell on injured reserve. The 25-year-old suffered the injury in Carolina's preseason win over the Chicago Bears on Friday night. They won that game, though, 24-17. It was costly, though, in terms of injuries. 6:25 is the time here at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored by LifeLock. Relentlessly protecting your identity. Just type in Osgood at LifeLock.com for 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Type in Osgood at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It took a while, but the justice system finally caught up with James Whitey Bulger, the Boston mob leader who became famous all over again as the model for Jack Nicholson's character in The Departed.
Do you know who I am?
More after this from Charlie.
Our digital lives are meant to make life easier, but that comes at a price. Did you know that a friend wishing you happy birthday on your social media could give identity thieves just what they need to steal money out of your bank accounts, ruin your credit, or even drain the equity in your home? Identity theft has become all too common, so don't make the mistake of thinking it'll never happen to you. You need LifeLock Ultimate, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Not only does it help to guard your identity, your good name, and credit, but LifeLock Ultimate even monitors your bank accounts for takeover fraud. Our digital lives do make life easier. That's why I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details. Use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock at 1-800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. That's 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. Bank account alerts require LifeLock Ultimate membership.
Strangling two women with his bare hands? chaining two men to chairs, then executing them? Just a few of the 19 murders Whitey Bulger was accused of. And he knew how to get away with it. He served as an FBI informant on rival mobsters to get the government to put his competition out of business. Then he would turn around and buy off corrupt cops to keep himself in business. No surprise, the former competition was only too happy to testify against him.
I'll go along with a lot of things, but not no Judas, not no informant. I never informed or ratted on nobody. If I could have killed him, I'd have killed him, but he wasn't there.
John Martirano, a convicted hitman who spoke to 60 Minutes in 2008. Bulger didn't put up much of a defense, except to deny that he ever ratted on anyone. And he said he'd never kill a woman. In his world, that's what passes for honor. His attorney was under no illusions.
Mr. Bulger knew that he was going to die behind the walls of a prison or on a gurney getting injected.
And even though he was convicted on all but one count yesterday, as he was led away from the courtroom, he turned to his relatives and gave a thumbs up. Maybe because he knows that even though he'll die behind bars, he will never entirely disappear.
No one gives it to you. You had to take it.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point. Now with service on Sundays.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
629 here at WCHL Studios. If you're getting an early jump on your morning commute, no traffic delays to report right now, but if you're on I-40 eastbound, headed towards Raleigh, about 10 minutes ago, there was an accident on I-40 eastbound just past Harrison Avenue that was blocking the left lane of traffic, not causing delays. At the moment, not much traffic on the road to do that, but if you're heading in that direction, be on the lookout for that for at least the next little while. Time now for a look at your weather report. This one brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. Right now, it is 71 degrees and partly cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Nice out there right now. That's going to change later today, unfortunately. We'll have mostly cloudy skies later today. Rain beginning around 10:30, and then thunderstorms adding to the mix not long thereafter. We'll have highs in the upper 80s today with a 70% chance of rain throughout most of the day. Thunderstorms likeliest in the afternoon, but again, rain beginning later this morning. Overnight lows in the upper 60s tonight with a 60% chance of rain. And then tomorrow and Thursday, a little bit better. We'll have a slight chance of rain tomorrow morning, and then just partly cloudy for the next couple of days. Highs a little bit cooler, right around 80 degrees.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news talk and Tar Heel Station, and streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
To me, it seemed like he was pretty much obviously guilty of all the charges.
That's one of the jurors who convicted Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger. Bulger found guilty in the murders of 11 people, but not all the victims prosecutors had linked him to.
Happy for the other families that got what they wanted and needed. But for my father, the Leonard's father, the Milanos, it's an injustice.
Billy O'Brien's dad was fatally shot in 1973.
Never got to meet my father, and I'm still getting kicked into the stomach to this day I'm actually in shock.
Prosecutors say Bulger was involved in 19 killings. Scott Hodicky says that spooked some on the jury.
Well, at least two of them seemed to express serious concerns about their own personal injury. And I said, why? It seemed to me like an older case. And it seemed to me that, you know, I didn't feel that there was any reason to be afraid.
83-year-old Bulger will be sentenced in November. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
6:32 here at WCHL Studios on this Tuesday morning again. It's nice out there right now, but rain beginning at around 10:30 and continuing throughout the rest of the day. You're listening to the Morning News. I am not Ron Stutz. I'm Aaron Keck, filling in for Ron this week as he takes some much-needed time off. Good to be with you this week. Governor Pat McCrory signed the General Assembly's voter ID bill into law yesterday. CBS reported on that just about a half an hour ago. That makes us the 34th state to require identification to vote. Still a very controversial issue. WCHL's Rand Northam has the tales.
The bill requires a form of government-issued photo ID to be able to vote, not including student ID or out-of-state driver's licenses. As part of the voter ID bill, North Carolinians can no longer register on Election Day. Early voting periods are limited from 17 days to 10 days, and 16 and 17-year-olds who would be eligible to vote on Election Day are not allowed to pre-register. The bill also eliminates early voting on Sundays. Voters must give any updates about changes of address or other changes at least 25 days in advance of Election Day. The time polls can stay open can no longer be extended, even if there are long lines that will prevent everyone from getting a chance to vote. Political parties are now allowed to send 10 observers to different voting precincts to monitor voting on Election Day and give citizens the authority to challenge the legality of someone else's voting if they live in the same county. Straight-ticket voting, which allows a voter to check a box saying they are voting for all of the Republican or all of the Democratic candidates on a ballot, is now gone as well. Voters who show up at the wrong precinct are no longer given a provisional ballot so they can vote properly. Individuals can now donate up to $5,000 to political campaigns, up from the previous $4,000. The bill was initially held in the Senate to see what the Supreme Court's decision in the Voting Rights Act case would be. With the Supreme Court striking down part of the Voting Rights Act in June, states like North Carolina, with a history of racially motivated voter suppression, no longer need federal approval to make changes to voting laws. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And it's being challenged in court as well. The NAACP and others are pressing ahead with a lawsuit after Governor McCrory signed that law into signed that bill into law. Within hours of the signing yesterday, the ACLU announced that it and two other groups had filed a lawsuit challenging the legislation. Obviously, more to come on that in the coming weeks and months. In another controversial move recently, UNC system leaders voted unanimously, this was last week Friday, to overturn a UNC Chapel Hill decision to allow students of the opposite gender to live in the same university dorm suites or apartments. Proponents of the gender-neutral housing plan were understandably upset, said the UNC Board of Governors' decision on Friday was based on misinformation. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the latest on this story.
I think our frustration is if people are actually hearing what the program is about, they tend to support the idea.
That's Rick Bradley, UNC Chapel Hill's Associate Director of Housing and Residential Education. Bradley said the Board of Governors' decision affecting all of the system's 16 campuses was not a surprise, and his department was alerted by university officials that the board was considering banning the policy. Though Carolina students began moving back to campus on August 17th, Bradley explained that the heads-up gave them time to remove the program and find alternate housing for the four students who had signed up, three females and one male. Some UNC students championed the policy for more than a year, saying it would provide a safe option for LGBTQ students who might be targeted because of their sexualities. The UNC Board of Trustees voted last November to allow gender-neutral housing, backed by former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe.
Say that it's disappointing, and I think in most cases when people take the time to kind of hear what this program really was about and what it's not about, as the Board of Trustees at our university did, they voted unanimously in favor of it upon hearing what it is actually involved in it.
Bradley said he has heard a number of assumptions circulating, one being that gender-neutral housing was a taxpayer issue, which is something he said is incorrect.
Our department does not receive any state-supported funding, so student rent dollars pays totally all of our overhead, and so we receive no state funding, so I'm not sure that it has a connection to a state funding issue.
32 spaces were made available to students as part of the program, two dorms and Ram Village apartments. It would have allowed students of the opposite gender to share common living spaces and bathrooms, but Bradley explained that a male and female still would not have been allowed to live in the same room.
I think lots of times we've heard that people are referencing that a student could randomly be assigned with someone of the opposite gender, and this has always been an opt-in program, so it would have been of their choosing to live in this environment, so there would not have been any surprise assignments from anyone.
However, for this upcoming school year, males and females will now be able to live together if they are married, siblings, or a parent and child. UNC System President Tom Ross declined to comment on the board's decision Friday, but Chairman Peter Hans offered this.
Our board wants every student to be safe and comfortable and included. The board believes there are more practical ways to achieve those goals than assigning young men and young women to the same dorm rooms and campus suites.
32 public institutions and 66 private institutions across the country provide a gender-neutral housing option according to UNC's website. Three private North Carolina universities offer the option, one of which is Duke. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:38 here at WCHL Studios. We've got the commentators and Tar Heel trivia on the way on the other side of the break. That's after this.
This is Ron Bogle with a message about underage drinking. It's a crime to provide alcohol to anyone under the age of 21. This includes parents and other adults. To do so could result in a record of conviction, court-imposed sentence, and mandatory driver's license revocation. And add in the threat of potential civil liability. It's not worth the risk. Be responsible. Don't provide alcohol to teens. Thank you, WCHL, for your concerns about healthy young people in our community. This is Ron Bogle.
This is Lida Coleman of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. Did you know that there are more than 1,000 nonprofits in Orange County, and they need help with accounting and tax services like any other business? We can help with obtaining tax-exempt status, setting up your accounting systems, preparing tax returns, and being there to hold your hand if the IRS comes knocking.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Sometimes I wonder what crazy bills to look forward to coming out of Raleigh, but then I realize the inmates have been released. Now, all we have to worry about is our puppet governor signing any of these bad bills. Since taking control of the governorship and tightening their control of the state legislature in 2012, Republicans have turned North Carolina into a prime example of destruction that occurs when the GOP has complete power in any state. Over the past 7 months, conservatives have made efforts to enact extreme right-wing policies that have turned the state into a national laughingstock and one of the worst states to live. Here's just a few of the many ways Republicans have harmed North Carolina. Voter suppression laws. In one giant bill, North Carolina Republicans are punishing families of the college students who vote out of state, slashed early voting from 7 to 10 days, eliminates same-day voter registration, requires a photo ID that can't be a student ID, public assistance ID, or even a public employee ID. This will disenfranchise women, the elderly, young, poor, and minorities. Anti-abortion laws. North Carolina Republicans are so obsessed with abortions that they just passed a series of measures within a completely unrelated motorcycle safety bill that will close all but one abortion clinic in our state. Forces teachers to lie to 7th graders that abortion causes miscarriage and premature births later on in life. Bars state health insurance exchanges from covering abortion under Obamacare and strips public employees from being able to cover abortion through their own plans. Is it safe to say that North Carolina has become the most backward state in the nation and the Republican Party is squarely to blame, proving that state elections are just as important as national elections? But don't worry, our governor has it all covered. Just let him eat cookies. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Carolina successfully moved to a smaller lineup last season to help the Heels play some of their best basketball down the stretch. The move did limit Carolina's effectiveness rebounding the ball at times, though. James Michael McAdoo led the Heels in rebounding, averaging 7.3 per game. And only three times in Tar Heel history has Carolina's leading rebounder averaged fewer boards than McAdoo did last year. Today's Tar Heel trivia question, can you name the player who led the Tar Heels in rebounding with the smallest per game rebounding average in Tar Heel history? The answer, after this. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
Today's Tar Heel trivia question wonders, what Carolina player has led the Tar Heels in rebounding with the lowest per-game rebounding average in history? The answer, Jawad Williams led the Tar Heels in rebounding in 2003, but did so with just a 5.6 rebound per game average, the only Carolina player ever to lead the team in boards with an average below 7 per game. The Tar Heels, on average, were out-rebounded by 4 per game that season.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, that was basketball-related trivia question. Of course, football season comes first. We reported earlier this hour that Larry Fedora was a little bit worried about Jadeveon Clowney, South Carolina's Heisman hopeful on the defensive side, but maybe not. This just in, South Carolina head football coach Steve Spurrier may have been trying to send a message to Clowney when telling the media yesterday, as he did, that Clowney could sit out the North Carolina game if he doesn't return to practice soon. That would be a big deal. According to NBC Sports, Clowney has been in and out of practice due to a shoulder injury and previously a knee injury. And after yesterday's practice, Spurrier told the media, quoting now, "If Clowney's shoulder doesn't come around real soon, we may play without him the first game." He went on to mention that a number of players, quote, "act like they are really hurt," and that he'll, quote, "handle those guys." Thanks, Steve Spurrier. With less than 3 weeks to kick off, Tar Heel fans will likely be keeping an eye on number 7 and the amount of time he's able to practice. That would be a major shift in strategy for that upcoming game just 16 days from now. 6:46 is the time. We've got traffic and weather together on the way after this.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know, I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Call ahead and we will have it ready for you. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, choose from pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add home-style sides and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh. See Dickies.com for details.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
All right, this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too. It's all online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. And joining us in the studio with a look at traffic, here is the man himself, Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Aaron. A good morning to you. And I think the best news of it all is that South Columbia Street... open completely.
Back open. Thank goodness.
Both directions are open, and I know we had some friendly tweets yesterday saying, I'm going to go that way just because I can now, It's not even on my route. So
and get a BLT from Merritt.
Exactly. There were a few tweets about that as well. Very good point. So that route is open. Still construction going on for, I believe, the next year, they say, but you can travel southbound again on South Columbia. So
Sounds good
news there. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thank you very much, Rand.
Thank you.
All right, and again, that the earlier accident on I-40 eastbound at Harrison Avenue, that has been cleaned up now, so lanes are back open again. And send us a call or send us a tweet or give us a call if you see anything we're not reporting. And this weather report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. Right now, it is 71 degrees and partly cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Going to rain later on today, though. Expect to see rain beginning at around 10:30 and then continue for the better part of the rest of the day. 70% chance of rain today, mainly in the afternoon. We could see, in fact, we probably will see a thunder shower. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Overnight lows down in the upper 60s with that chance of rain continuing. And then a couple of nice days to continue the week after that. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll have a slight chance of rain tomorrow morning and then partly cloudy skies for the next 2 days after that with some nice temperatures. Highs in the barely right around 80 degrees, maybe getting up into the lower 80s, but no warmer than that. So one more day of hot and humid and rainy weather today, and then a couple of nice days to get us through pretty much the entire rest of the week. Happy birthday to you. If today is your birthday, you are joining us on Local and Celebrity Birthdays, brought to you today by the UPS Store. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro, 87 years old today. Former U.S. Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders is 80. Movie director Paul Greengrass, United 93 fame, is 58. Actor Danny Bonaducci is 54. Sam Champion, a nationally known weatherman from Good Morning America, 52 years old today. Happy birthday to him. Pop rock singer James Morrison is 29. And my personal favorite, high wire walker Philippe Pettit is 64 years old today. He's the subject of the Man on Wire documentary. If you've never seen it, do that as soon as possible. That is an amazing movie. Those are your celebrity birthdays. They join some local Chapelboro insiders having birthdays today. Happy birthday to Jennifer Marsh, Jennifer Bedour, Jennifer Clayton. A lot of Jennifers today. Sierra Horn, April Fitzgibbons, Kenyetta Ragland, Dre Pridgen, Latasha Garner, Stephanie Justice, Dori Lassiter, Trisha O'Jannon. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Kaja Zafarula, there we go, Christopher Voorhees, and Rhonda Nottingham. And a special congratulations to Latasha Garner. She is our birthday winner of the day. She wins a $10 gift card to the UPS store. Congratulations to her, and happy birthday to all of our celebrities and Chapelboro insiders today. Time now for Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and for that, through the magic of radio, even though he's not here today, we turn to Mr. Ron Stutz.
Time for a little morning trivia on WCHL. It just happens to be Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, it is. So, Freddie, Aaron, we're enjoining and inviting you to participate with us.
Now, we have arranged in advance for Aaron to put the song on and play it, and so you can identify it.
Yes, today, the 13th, 1969, right, in Chicago.
And I don't know what it is, because you made these arrangements.
Recorded a tune that became the first song ever to top the American and Canadian singles charts at the same time.
1969.
Yep. Aaron's about to play it. Name the tune and the artist. Here we go.
Wow.
I can't give you a whole lot more than that, otherwise we'd give something away. But if you've got the tune and the artist, give me a call at 919-929-WCHL. Give me the song and the artist, and you will win that prize. All right, time now, sorry about that, time now for your Village Pride Award. Take it away, Gerald Remoyne.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dace Bergen of the Chapel Hill Fire Department has nominated Johnny Parker as today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Tell me about Johnny Parker. What's so special about him?
Well, Johnny is a deputy fire marshal here at the Chapel Hill Fire Department. And what's most notable about Johnny, aside from he is incredibly knowledgeable and he has a great ability to apply fire code. But besides that, beside being very technically proficient, he also has just spent an awful lot of time and extra effort in helping take care of the town, and doing that through, of course, plans review and also new construction inspections and periodic inspections. In addition to that, one of the other things that he does for the town as a fire marshal is conducts fire safety training and fire drills and inspections for all the fraternities and sororities in the town.
Boy, I bet that's a giant task.
Yeah, he heads up that program for us, and he's done very well with it for the past several years now.
Dace, when people think about firefighters in Chapel Hill, they think of actually being on the scene and putting out fires and all the heavy equipment and everything else, but it sounds like, in addition to that, Johnny Parker also does a lot of good work behind the scenes.
Absolutely. What code officials do primarily, other than keeping tenants safe as they come in and out of commercial buildings, is the construction side of it, where they enforce rules and regulations that ensure that the fire code is met when the building is built. And that includes looking at how the fire department would access the building if it had a fire, ensuring that the building has the correct fire protection, whether it's a fire alarm system or a fire sprinkler system, looking at hydrant placement of fire department connections. So it's all about upfront work. It's making it easy for the firefighters, if there is a fire when they show up, that the building's well protected and it's easy easy to put out. There is a fire, and that the fire pit reduces the danger to the firefighters.
Johnny Parker is a veteran Chapel Hill firefighter.
He came to work with us about 20 years ago, and he worked at the Carrboro Fire Department for a couple of years before coming here. He rode a fire truck for about 10 or 12 years, got promoted to captain, and then went into the fire marshal's office, and has been in the fire marshal's office for about 10 years now, and he's a deputy fire marshal.
Our thanks to Dace Bergen, and congratulations, Johnny Parker, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
American woman, American woman, stay away from me. American woman, mama, let me be.
You know, a lot of people think that's like a patriotic song. This is the
opposite. Heck no, it's anti.
Yeah, very much so.
So it makes it even more miraculous. It was recorded in Chicago. And of course, American Woman by the Guess Who. The song's origin took its form at a live jam the Guess Who were playing at a curling rink concert in Ontario.
Uh-huh.
After the song's great success, group was invited to play the White House, where Pat Nixon asked them not to sing American Woman.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they do?
The same Nixon family, and then invited the Turtles, who were...
And smoked dope in the White House.
Smoking dope upstairs.
Hey, let's go do a little weed in the White House.
In the executive mansion, yes.
Yeah. What did they perform if they couldn't do American Woman?
Well, I mean, I would do like No Sugar Tonight,
These Eyes. Undone.
Undone.
Any number of tunes.
Well, by that time, they were just
for Share the Land and those kind of things.
Yeah. Hand Me Down World.
Mm-hmm.
They had a string.
They really did. They really got a good.
And then of course they splintered. Burton Cummings went off, the lead singer, to do his thing, and then Bachman Turner.
Yep. Overdrive. They went in Overdrive then.
Oh man, I mean that was some fun rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily complicated, complex music, but it was fun. Fun
let
rock
it,
and roll.
Let it ride. Let it ride. And you ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing. Taking Care of Business. Yep. We can go on and on
exactly.
And on.
Aaron Keck. It's all yours, buddy. Take care of business.
All right, thank you, Ron and Freddie. Tim Stratton was the first person to call in with the right answer. We got several calls in, but Tim Stratton was the first, so he wins a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Congratulations to him. 6:58 is the time. We've got one more quick look at weather to finish up this hour right after this.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
All right, this weather report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 71 degrees and partly cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Nice out there right now, but keep your umbrellas handy. We're going to need them later. Rain developing around 10:30, 10:45, and then expect to see rain for the better part of the rest of the day. Highs will be in the upper 80s today with mostly cloudy skies. 70% chance of rain. Thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. So careful out there. Lows tonight in the upper 60s with that chance of rain continuing, diminishing over the course of the night, though. And then tomorrow and Thursday, we've got partly sunny skies, highs around 80.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our...